Jesus spoke to his disciples about the end which is to come. He said, "Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place, and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel is a good indication of how to live our lives, not just in view of the last days of which Jesus is speaking here, but of every day. Jesus gives us the goal and the means to attain wholeness of body and soul, which means being able to stand before Him in glory. The secondary goal is to have the strength to escape all the trials and difficulties of life, not in the sense of avoiding reality, but rather not to be caught up and snared in them so that our lives become unmanageable and are destroyed by the things of this world. As I said, the primary goal or purpose of life is to stand without blame and guilt before Jesus, the Son of Man, and our Heavenly Father. If we wish to live in the peace, joy, and love of the Holy Spirit, then we need to avoid the enticements and traps of the world, the flesh, and the devil, as illustrated in Jesus' words to us today. The worldly cares, worries, and anxieties of this life can so easily distract us from God, who really can handle everything. He will not let us fall too far from His hands if we turn to Him. Indeed, many people during this current financial crisis have discovered that all the worldly cares that they were so focused upon and concerned about are not really what makes life worth living. The more things we acquire, the more cares we have to store and protect them. Drunkenness has very much to do with the flesh, not only because one drinks to excess, but also because it eventually ruins the body, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Drunkenness is a craving of the flesh that is self-destructive of our whole being because it also destroys the brain and the soul. Drunkenness stems from a wound of the soul that we try to heal with alcohol. Spiritual suffering can never be healed with fleshly remedies. Finally, Jesus warns us not to be weighed down with dissipation. How can this be a trap of the devil? Because dissipation is more than diversion, indulgence, or just going overboard with any kind of entertainment or pleasure. The word dissipation comes from other words meaning to disperse or to come apart, to disintegrate. And disintegration of ourselves is what the devil wants for us. There are evil forces working for human destruction. When we are out of control, weighed down with psychological pain, scattered among the glitter of this world, our spirits and our minds begin to fragment and break apart. When we become addicted to work, the computer, partying, clothes, or anything, we lose the integrity of our nature as human beings. Jesus' remedy for the enemies of the heart is to be alert, watchful, and to pray at all times. during the season of Advent, which begins this evening, we will have a golden opportunity and continual reminders to wake up and be attentive to the Lord, guiding and forming us. Praying always does not mean reciting vocal prayers continuously in our head or on our lips. It is more of a yearning and desire for Jesus to be with us at all times, showing us what to do and how to reorder our thinking and feeling. So, let us be alert and watchful, praying at all times to have the strength to stand before the Son of Man.